Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Fred Locken joins us on the state of politics. He's a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Fred Locken. He is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College and many other things.
Yes,
the list is very long. Pleasure to have you back as always. And as we're taping this, let's assess the campaigns. There are certain Democrats who are running for president that are just offering the whole world. And even though Elizabeth Warren has revealed her plan of how she's going to pay for Medicare for all, the numbers are just astonishing. And let's leave it at that. It's just astonishing. You have Bernie Sanders, who seems to not understand that when you have a heart attack, you need to spend 6 weeks recovering. Is Bernie out of the game at this point, period, just because in a general election, the health issue would be, to pardon the pun, a killer?
A big liability. Well, you know, we have the truism that every candidate seems to have their time. And we've been dealing with, especially in Democratic people, candidates that are just out of sync. Hillary Clinton, her time was 2008, clearly. Biden probably was 2016 if he was going to do it. And I think that for Bernie, 2016 was his great moment. He is now directly challenged by Warren. Warren's got a much higher level of enthusiasm than he does. Both Biden and Bernie are on the way down. Warren and Buttigieg are on the way up. So when you talk about momentum this early in the campaign process, it's almost like both the Biden and the Sanders campaigns are already a bit spent. Now, Bernie's doing a much better job of raising money. He's got that core, kind of like another candidate, you know, on the Republican side, that's very, very loyal. But it's not large enough to give him the nomination. It didn't work 4 years ago. It's not going to work this time either.
And do endorsements work? So if there's a certain point where Sanders says, for whatever reason, enough is enough, but he has a huge campaign chest and a huge following, but it seems to me endorsements rarely work.
Endorsements, I think, seem to be more of a mental process for the candidate and for the campaign than they do in the general population. It would have to be a very unique endorsement, and most of them are not necessarily unique. His endorsement by the leading member of the squad may be a liability in the longer term. because there are a lot of Democrats that find that this is remarkable for a freshman to be out this far and, you know, and not respectful of the process of really learning the job first. So I think that it cuts both ways for him on that. But, you know, we do have this reality of an extremely liberal primary caucus season for the Democrats and a conservative one for the Republicans. And even Harry Reid had pointed out that if Elizabeth Warren were going to maintain the momentum and be heading for the nomination, she'd have to move to the center. She would drop a lot of what she's saying about her Medicare for All as soon as she gets the nomination. And that's kind of the odd contradiction of our campaign process, is you have to do one thing in the primary caucus season, and then the reality checks in, and you damn well better move center, or you're not going to draw the independents over, and you're not going to find that middle ground to build the umbrella.
Does it bother you that the media portrays things in cliques, should we say, of populism, like, quote, the squad, when that sounds very cute, but when you start digging into that, suddenly the four people who make up that squad have their own issues?
Well, they do, but they do love identifying together, and, you know, they've had many photo ops together, which sort of feeds the narrative of the press, I think, in this regard. But, yeah, frankly, we elect individuals. We have very few party loyalists in either of our major chambers, and I think Americans like it that way, right? We're not party people that well. But the Democratic field is so large this time around, I fear it's already creating such a divisiveness, it's going to be hard for the Democratic Party to coalesce in the best of times. And that a lot is at stake for them in 2020. But I just read an article that suggested that The Hill, putting out the notion that the Democrats do stand an excellent chance of taking back the Senate, which is not something I was thinking was all that possible. And so, you know, there's a complex election. We focus on the presidency, but the House and Senate critically have the ability to legislate. And I think that would be a huge step for the Democrats to be able to get the Senate back no matter what. So aside from the presidential race, which I think is just too complicated at this point in time, I'm glad that there are those that are looking ahead to the 2020 election to see what's going to happen in the legislative chambers.
But do you think that's really wishful thinking in terms of the Senate?
Not really. I think the wishful thinking is somehow the economy is going to continue the way it has, or that we aren't going to deal with some other kind of cataclysmic event between now and the election. You know, the last recession came in the fall of the election of 2008. So I don't rule that out as something that could really create the topsy-turvy world that we've been anticipating for 2020.
You know, and that's an interesting point about potentially the recession. Obviously, things go up, things go down. That is the natural order of things, and there would be no surprise to anybody that would occur. And I would say that the stock market, to a certain extent, has that baked into the cake, that there is going to be a recession, but not on the order of what we saw in 2008, but a correction. So something where you see the market drop, it comes back up, it drops, it comes back up, but there is a recovery period. But part of what drives a recession, potentially, is media coverage, where you create fear among the population, people start getting nervous, they start to sell their shares. Do you think that we could end up with a recession that is mostly driven by the fact that the media keeps saying there's going to be a recession? Well, yes, there is, but you're pushing it to where it may not be, because, you know, look at what the Fed did recently, which is to drop interest rates again. That is not something that says that we are going to have a recession. It says the Fed is getting ahead of the curve.
Well, and everything economics says not to do that cut, but the President of the United States is demanding it. And because we've had the longest sustained, successful economy in our history. And the longer it's successful, I fear the deeper the drop could be. I mean, everybody wants a different kind of recession from 2008, but we've changed the rules back on Wall Street to allow for the greed factors that allowed for the collapse in 2008. We're changing the financial practices in the banking industry that fed the collapse in 2008. And we're prolonging this economic recovery instead of allowing the economy to do some of those self-corrections with less impact, and all of it for political purposes, which has been done by Democrats and Republicans for forever. So I actually fear a worse economic downturn if it happens, and it looks like it could. Any number of triggers could cause that, beginning overseas with the situation of what how Europe deals with Brexit, when and if it finally happens, the health and vitality of the Chinese economy. We really have a number of triggers that are beyond our control that could literally have a ripple effect back on the domestic economy. And we are adding to the debt at such a rapid pace, at a pace of over $1 trillion a year. Forecast now for $1 trillion a year for at least the next 10 years, unless we change our reality, which nobody politically seems to want to do. None of that is really spelling a good short-term future for the economy.
And that is one opinion. There are others on the other side.
Perhaps on the other side of this table.
And awesome. On the other side of this table that look at this. And I think that the most significant point you made there is that it could be things that are occurring outside of the United States. The Brexit fallout, who knows? I mean, as we're taping this, it's still so chaotic. They passed another deadline with taking no effect now. There's elections being called in November, and probably will not have occurred by the time this program airs. But all of that craziness, do we end up cutting a deal with China? I think potentially, you know, there are all kinds of things behind the scenes that we are not aware of that could, you know, stop the bigger problems that we could anticipate with China. So we will have to see. But I think that is more likely to be the problem than things going on within the United States. I mean, we have a crazy situation. You know, the GM strike, for example. This was beneficial to GM because they could get rid of inventory. So they saved money until the point where it became viable for them to cut a deal. The biggest problem the Democrats have, and what they're not running against, and eventually they will have to, is the economy. The economy is doing fantastic. The, you know, employment rates are unbelievable, historic highs in terms of employment in this country. I mean, but there's no Democrat that's going to go out there and talk about how great the economy is. They're only going to talk about doom and gloom.
The other problem, though, a trend that we will ultimately deal with as a country, is we're making our economy like Britain's. We are becoming a very distinct class system of the haves and have-nots. And
haven't we always been, though?
Well, we used to pretend that we had a middle class, and the middle class has been devastated by the 2008 recession. It wiped away the black middle class completely. That is becoming the problem. I mean, you have so many, and the aging of America. We have 63 million people drawing on Social Security already. The cost of Medicare are going up. The entitlement programs, including veterans, which are over 11 million and growing, are all coming out of this budget, which has no revenue coming in. I mean, the great economic boom that you describe is certainly not benefiting any government in this country. They are all not, whether we're dealing here locally, or we're looking at the national economy, we have no discretionary spending anymore. We have cut thanks to, I will say it, Republicans in the early 2000s, and again, these tax cuts have never led to the revenue increases. They may be hidden strategies to basically reduce government, but a lot of people in this country, the people who are not at the top, actually the people at the top, depend on a government to give them all of their entitlements as well, and they're getting them, but the ones at the bottom are starting to see very severe incomes. I challenge anyone to live on Social Security and tell me this was a great deal in America in 2019.
And nobody was ever supposed to live on Social Security.
But guess what? That was true in Britain too, but the dole's the dole, wherever it is. People don't save. They don't have that discretionary income in their lives to sock away like the upper class does. And then they're treated as fourth class citizens in America when they get old.
Okay, so just one correction here. The dole is unemployment.
True.
It's not their Social Security.
True.
Let's take a break. More with Fred Locken when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Locken. He is political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. So one of the things that wasn't brought up in our previous part of our discussion was that corporations are doing incredibly well. And for the last 40 years, since we went to people not getting defined pensions, but doing 401ks, et cetera, that they are now invested in the stock market. They are invested in corporations. Those corporations are doing well. A lot of corporations are paying very good dividends. The public benefits from that. So there is another side of this coin that, yes, there are problems in lots of areas, but there are other areas where I'm sure people look at their stock portfolios and go, well, I'm doing pretty good here.
Well, I
think those are more voters than perhaps some of the other categories we spoke of.
Very, very true. On the other hand, since the tax cuts of Reagan, we found out after 8 years of Reagan in the 1980s that 70% of his tax cuts had been invested overseas. It really fed the flat earth economy at that point in time without the investment domestically. I would say that when we measure this, we're measuring it in trillions and trillions of dollars, and there is no quid pro quo. The cuts have not directly benefited us to the level that they should. I've never understood, Democrat or Republican, that if you're going to promise a tax cut, that you don't make strings attached, that you actually have to demonstrate the job growth. You actually have to demonstrate the annual pay increases. You actually have to show me photos of a company that's now employing another 500 people that didn't have a job. They do some show over the first year of the bonuses. I don't see the great bonuses in the following years of the tax cut. And so corporate America likes to pocket the money. The money circulates, but it circulates upward and into a smaller group of people. And it funds their wealth, but then we're back to trickle down, which I think is philosophically insulting to the average American, because most of them never really see it to the degree that you want me to believe it's their success.
Okay, but some of the beneficiaries, for example, of corporate success are pension funds, for example, union pension funds. They are heavily invested into the stock market. So they are reaping the benefits of the success of these corporations.
Remember NASDAQ, 35%. I watched 35% of my portfolio go bye-bye in that collapse, the 2008 collapse.
But where is it now? No offense, but
I know, but where is it going to go? The problem is it's not like
but
people
you can't
can
dismiss
take the money.
Now, hang on. You can't just dismiss that. I mean, that's part of understanding, and you did the wise thing, which is you didn't sell at the bottom. You hung on to it because you knew that in the long term that portfolio would come back. You can't just dismiss that and say, oh, well, you know, it crashed. It came back, but never mind.
Well, it's fine if I'm 40 when that happens, but a lot of people took a big hit because of the collapse of NASDAQ.
But
they took a big hit because of 2008, and they're facing another big hit within the next 12 months to 18 months.
Okay, potentially.
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 Always. On average, since 1790, every 3 years, we're the most recession-based economy in history. In 232 years of history. I mean,
but you can only be the most recession-based economy if you also are the most boom economy.
There you go.
You've got, I mean, you got to balance this out here. I mean, there are two sides to this story.
But the wealth is now, but the story of America's wealth is concentration. It is not distributed. It is not, and we're seeing this the worst of all. I mean, there have been some reports in the last several weeks indicating that we may be experiencing the greatest concentration of wealth in U.S. history.
But do we disregard the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Meltons?
I'm just saying that it's a pretty picture, but I think when we sort of peel back the layers, it's not the great story you want it to be. I think that it could be a better story. It could be a fairer story. It could be a more compassionate story.
All right, so let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the guy on the other side of all this, our current president, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Fred Locken. He's political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. So if we go back to the Harry Reid-Sharon Angle race, Sharon Angle ran a volunteer campaign in the primary. Was probably as surprised as everybody else that she won. And then it took her 6 weeks to get that campaign professional, organized, and moving forward, even though she raised a phenomenal amount of money for that time period. In that 6 weeks, Harry Reid was able to define her and beat her, and by a wide margin, despite what all the polls said, despite what all the pundits said, it was never a close race, and the Reid campaign knew that. President Trump has raised already a phenomenal amount of money. I don't think that that raising money is going to go backwards anytime soon because, A, it's so hard to unseat a sitting president. But, B, he has a technological advantage over his Democratic competitors because his online capabilities through his team are phenomenal. And they are working both in broadcast and online at a phenomenal rate now, a year before the Democrats will finally have a candidate. This is, do you not think, a phenomenal advantage for anybody, Republican or Democrat or independent, who's currently the president and wants to be reelected?
Clearly, because we are a system.
Hang on, we just agreed. Okay, let's move forward.
Yeah, mark that down.
We got 2 minutes.
But we've always been a system that favored the incumbent, and with a strong economy, that kind of wind at his back, a lot of people have been historically willing to look the other way, and they are looking the other way right now in this process. He has always been a money machine, and what I'm really confused by is that I assume he's already triggered the FEC because he's already identifying ads paid for by Donald Trump for president against his impeachment and other things. I'm kind of curious how this works as legitimate use of campaign funds, but it'll be another court case, I think, against Donald Trump. All of that said, it's Donald Trump's election to lose, but I think he's capable of losing it. In spite of all of the common sense, he's the one at the top making a lot of the decisions, and he does have a tendency to go irrational more than once. And he has always been a problem of self-inflicted wounds from the Twitter sphere. And that keeps pulling back what has been the momentum of sex, of success. If he could, in fact, get a team that worked on his behalf, that he would just allow to do their jobs, he could actually have that landslide he's wanted of the scale of a Nixon in 1972. The Democrats are doing everything they can to drive a wedge in them at the moment. You know, getting through the nomination process and who will pick up their marbles and go home. If they are too far to the left, they drive away the center in their own party, much less the independents. They can do everything wrong for the 2020 election. But unfortunately, Donald Trump, if he continues to try to do this himself, the stress is getting to him, the irrationality, some of these actions, it could all coalesce to take him down in 2020.
And the bottom line is, it's still up in the air and will be for quite a while to come. That's yes. Where we got to leave it. Fred Locken, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Going to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada. Compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can watch Nevada Newsmakers anytime, online, podcasts, or on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.